It's pretty interesting to see the euro under pressure on this Tuesday, despite a massive German producer prices print that came in way above forecast. The data should only add more pressure on the ECB to be needing to raise rates that much more aggressively. Meanwhile, the Swedish krona has barely moved after the Riksbank went ahead and raised rates by more than expected at 100 basis points. In the end, though the central bank did raise more aggressively, their trajectory for hikes over the coming months hasn't changed, and we simply saw a bit of an acceleration of that timeline. But the key takeaway with all of this is that whatever these other central banks are doing, the focus remains on a Federal Reserve that right now is expected to do more. This means as high as rates are going outside of the US, they are moving higher faster in the US, which keeps yield differentials in the US dollar's favor, while also adding more potential demand for the US dollar on safe haven flow, given the prospect that economies outside of the US just won't be able to handle the fallout to growth from higher rates. Perhaps the one central bank that might be able to keep pace with the Fed without significant added fallout is the BOE, which could be accounting for some of the pound's relative strength today. Looking ahead, we get Canada inflation, US housing starts, and US building permits. That's all for now.